Now it's time for the Sports Showcase with Bernie Goin here on WLQI. The Sports Showcase here at SP19 American Kitchen in DeMott is brought to you by Alliance Bank, CR Repair, Emerson Sondergrath, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, Reinforcement Design, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Suburban Propane, and of course, SP19 American Kitchen. Now it's time for the Sports Showcase with Bernie Goin on WLQI.
And we are live from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course and cold but sunny, beautiful DeMont, Indiana for the Sports Showcase here on 97.7.com WLQI. Bernie Goin now for the final time this year sitting in with the head coach of Rensselaer Central Bombers, Coach Chris Meeks. Coach, tough one last night. I mean, really, really just an awful one there.
It was. Going in, we knew it was going to be a tough game against a very, very good Andrian team. You look at Andrian, the quality of schedule that they play, the losses that they had. You know, they played Maryville tough, scored 24, 25 points on them. Game one, lost to the conference champs in their conference, Hobart, in a good ball game. And then they lost to, at the time, number one ranked 4A New Prairie. I think it was like 30-10. And talking to the New Prairie coaches, you know, they were talking about how tough Andrian is, and we knew that. They're very big. They've got some great athletes and everything that you would expect an Andrian team to be. So we knew we had our work cut out, and I thought our coaches did a great job in terms of preparing our kids to play. And I thought our kids played hard. I mean, we played very hard. And during the course of the game, there's always going to be a few mistakes. And usually you can cover up mistakes with hard play. But unfortunately, last night, our mistakes led to quick scores. So, you know, within the first 2 minutes, we're down 13-0. And you care if I go ahead and do a recap?
Go ahead, absolutely.
So we get the ball first and, you know, run a couple plays. And you know, two plays into it, we turn the ball over. And they take the ball and score. And, you know, when you turn it over deep into their territory, I believe it was at the 13-yard line, and, you know, they take one play and get into the end zone, you know, that's kind of a deflator to start a sectional championship game. So they scored and went up 6-0, missed the extra point, and then they kicked off to us, and lo and behold, we do it again. We fumbled the ball. And they capitalized and score, and within the first 2 minutes, we're down 13-0. You know, only thing we can attribute it to is opening jitters. Kids were nervous. They were jacked up, ready to go. Had a great, great week of practice. It's not characteristic for us to put the ball on the ground. So, you know, very unfortunate. But still plenty of time to come back. So we were down 13-0, and they kick off again to us, and this time, here we go. We go on an 8-play scoring drive, move the ball right down the field, and scored actually, it was 14-play scoring drive, I'm sorry, 80 yards, and scored a touchdown, got the extra point, and we were down 13-6. And then Andrian takes the ball on their next series. They go on an 8-play scoring drive. We blocked the extra point, and then it was 19-6. And then at that point, you knew the track meet was on. So, you know, I think it was a fun game, probably for spectators, other than the fact that we lost the game. But it was a seesaw game back and forth. We just needed to get some defensive stops in there somewhere because we felt like they weren't going to stop us. So we're down 19-6 on their next series. They go on an 11-play, 80-yard drive, kick the extra point, and then it's 19-13, and just kind of went back and forth from there. At halftime, we were down 25-13, but I think a key play to the game, we moved the ball down the field on basically what we call our two-minute offense, which isn't really like you see in the NFL, but the kind of stuff we do to move the ball down the field. We got down to the 7-yard line and unfortunately just ran out of time. We had to throw a couple passes and just missed on one. And so we go in at halftime down 25-13. So talking to the kids, our kids were upbeat. Our kids knew that we were still in this game. We just needed to find some way to get over the hump and cut this thing down to one score and put pressure on them. And we had to kick off to them to start off, so it was imperative that we come out and get some type of a defensive stop, whether it was a three and out, get the ball in down, some type of a turnover or whatever, and then go in and score and cut this thing to one score. Unfortunately, they come out, and in three plays, they drive the field and go 60 yards, get the touchdown and the PAT, and immediately went up 32-13, which made it a three-score game, which made it a whole lot tougher. But to our kids' credit and their resiliency, man, we kept driving the ball, get scores, matching their scores, and eventually cut it to a two-score game. But I think the key play in the game in the second half, though, is we had an opportunity to cut this thing down to one score. We took the ball from our 20-yard line, moved down to their 27, and looked like all momentum was on our side. Our fans were going nuts. And again, we just got to get this thing to one score. And one of our backs mishandled the ball, and it bounced up into an Andrana player's hand, and he took it 73 yards for a touchdown. And that was kind of the backbreaker. Took it back to a three-score game. But anyway, our kids played hard. A lot of great things last night. Just came up a little bit short, and to a very good Andrana ball club.
Yeah, what I found absolutely amazing out there for you guys was they have the four turnovers and then some killer penalties too at the wrong time. And then they even have, you run out of time there. And like we talked about this off the air, like we'll be on Andre and Scrooge on that. You lost about 15 seconds. They didn't stop when you guys picked up a first down that the refs did not catch. I mean, got to play through it, I guess. But that, I mean, imagine you guys had that 15 seconds to work with down there around the 7-yard line.
And even a couple of seconds would have been huge. But if we could have got that score right before halftime, but there's many places during the course of the game, if we could have got a stop here, or if we could have got those points right before halftime, or different things. But here's a telling statistic, man. When you look at the statistics of the game, we had 31 first downs last night. That's unheard of. Usually when we win by big scores, we might have anywhere from 15 to 22 first downs. We had 31 first downs, so that tells you we were moving the ball very effectively against their defense. They had 15 first downs. Rushing yards, we had 445 yards rushing in a sectional championship game. That's huge. Over 500 yards of offense. But the difference in the game, and we talk about keys before the game, was turnovers. They had zero. We had four. And I throw the last one out. The last one was an interception where Eli was trying to make a play. And
they knew what's coming, too.
Yeah, and we're good with that, man. Go down kicking. But the three fumbles hurt. And that's not indicative of who we are. And that's uncharacteristic of us. But that's sport. And, things like that happen at most unopportune times. But and then you look at the, we were talking about offensive shootout. We averaged 7.4 yards per play last night in 70 plays. They averaged 8.6 yards per play in 37 plays. Talk about an offensive shootout, man. It's like every time you ran a play, it was going to be 7-8 yards. So, again, a lot of good things last night. We just came up short, but so proud of our kids, man. They battled, and very proud.
Yeah, I mean, a couple other ones to finish up. The other one, too, I think it was the quarterback, Hamilton. He fumbles at the two for Andrane. If you guys could have picked that one up, that would have prevented a score there. And then you mentioned that one in the second half. I mean, you not only was it the fumble, but you fumbled it to the wrong guy out there playing defense, number 8, Ryan Walsh. And, I mean, I haven't seen NFL players scoop it up that well. He scooped it, scored. And that, like you said, that if you were able to take it to one score there, that really puts the pressure on them. They have to start doing things they're not comfortable with out there. You guys could have stopped them, got the ball back. And then, as you said, they didn't stop you all night. It was the turnovers and running out of time. You guys didn't punt last night. I mean, and
no, and that's the frustrating thing. But that's sports, and that's the way it is. And I really feel like we were the better team. Unfortunately, turnovers bit us. And you got to play your best football. And, that's just the way it goes. But it's funny you're talking about the when we had an opportunity to cut one and we had that fumble and that kid scooped and scored, the Walsh kid, the ball didn't exactly lay on the ground. The ball bounced right up into his hands, and then he's in full stride. And, I mean, who would predict something like that? But, again, great effort by our kids and very proud of them, man. And there was not a point in that game where we thought we were out of it. I mean, we were constantly battling and great effort by our guys last night.
And this is a sports showcase here on WLQI977.com from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course. Bernie Gowen with the coach that runs through Central Bombers, Coach Chris Meeks. Now, unfortunately, that cutthroatness of it's over now. I mean, what a sickening feeling here on Saturday morning. It's really tough for the seniors. That's it for them as far as playing high school football. Who are some of the seniors you'd like to highlight as they've done a great job for you guys in the Bomber program?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to start with our managers. We had three girl managers that did a phenomenal job. They kept us organized and did a great job throughout the year, and that's Madison Prater, Cambria Prunt, and Bree Henry. So those three girls will be sorely missed and really did a great job for us and proud of their efforts. Then our players, Noah Bierma, Gage Oliver, Tom Goad, Eli Hickman, Caden Pinkerman, Kyron Hessen, Luke Standish, Jacob Groh, Owen Davison, Jared Regal, Pierce Taylor, and Stephen Duncan. There's 12 of them, and I'm going to talk about them together as a collective group. High-character kids, and very competitive, really did a lot of great things in the Bomber football program, and took great pride in being Bomber football players, great attitude, great work ethic, great role models. And a lot of them were very instrumental with our youth programs, like flag football. That's strictly volunteer, and you see a lot of those guys out there coaching our young second through fifth graders in flag football. But just a great group, and a group that we're going to sorely miss. And anyway, very very proud of their efforts. Sorry about that.
No, I understand.
Anyway.
It's tough. I understand that.
Just a great group, and glad they all came through the program.
Yes, they're definitely out there. And, I mean, again, it's what they will probably go on to do very great things off the field, which is all you can really hope for when they come out of the program, leaving it not just better players but better men, obviously, out there. And that's something any coach, rightfully so, should be proud of.
Yeah. We're very proud, and the way they went down last night, man, they battled. And they had every expectation of winning that game. Okay, some thank yous. I want to thank my wife and daughters, man. They're at every ball game and very supportive, and just real appreciative of the support they give. I want to thank all our coaches and wives and families for the time and effort that they allow our coaches to work with the kids. And it takes a lot of time in the summer. Our guys really enjoy it, so very appreciative of them. I want to thank our school administration, Mr. Craig, Mr. Jones, Mr. Hickman. Always provide great support for everything that we want to do for all of our sports teams, not just football. I want to thank the support staff, our press box crew, chain gang, Mrs. Black, our custodians, bus drivers, our film crew. Great effort by all our people to make things click throughout the season. And I want to thank our high school coaches again, along with the middle school coaches, flag football personnel. There's a whole lot of people, man, that make Bomber football work throughout the year, and very appreciative of all of them. I want to thank the parents, decorating school, team dinners, and many of the other things that they do throughout the season. And I want to thank all the players, man. Can't have the successes, And I'm not talking wins and losses. I'm talking about, going out there and practicing every day and getting better and coming together as a team and you know, just doing the things that we do. It doesn't always have to be about winning championships or winning games. And I know a lot of these coaches that I talk to in here every Saturday that come in and have struggled in terms of wins and losses, man, but they take great pride with their teams and really take a joy in working with kids. And that's what it's all about, getting out there and taking young boys and becoming young men and feeling good when it's all over. And really want to thank our players and all the families and really thankful for, being able to coach those kids as all our coaches are. And I apologize for being emotional, but
don't apologize. It shows you care.
We all care, man. It was tough last night and that locker room was tough, but it goes to show that our kids had high expectations and they went after it and laid it all out last night, man.
Well, I mean, my stuff is this isn't stuff. I guess the next one is, the show must go on. When do you guys start back up? Probably late December, early January for what would be the 2020 season?
Well, we'll take a couple weeks and just kind of chill out a little bit. I know a lot of these guys are getting ready to start their other sports, and a lot of them go into swimming, wrestling, basketball, and we look so forward to watching them do some great things in those sports. And our coaching staff will be their biggest fans. But those that aren't in sports will make sure they're in the weight room and striving to be the best player they can be. Come early June, we'll be back out on the football field practicing and going to camps and stuff. And before you know it, we'll be up at Kankakee Valley checking out their new facilities and playing that Cracker Barrel game. And all that moves pretty fast. But so proud of these kids, man. We lose a great group of seniors, 12 senior football players, 3 managers, but we got a big group coming back and great kids. They work hard and they'll have high expectations. And we look really forward to next year and getting better and hopefully, competing for another sectional championship.
Yeah, definitely about that. So for you now, what do you do now in the off season? Just kind of, the hanging out with the family, the dogs, you said, working on growing jalapenos, visiting possibly more MLB managers out there. So what does Coach Chris Meeks do to kind of unwind in the off season? Because obviously so much of your time's taken up through the summer and the fall.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know yet. I haven't thought about it yet. But I'll have driver's ed starting up here soon, and I do the morning weightlifting, so I'll have morning weightlifting sessions for kids. Looking forward to going out in my yard and looking at my trees and playing with my dogs and just chilling out, just shutting down a little bit, shutting the brain down and not worrying about the next football game and just relaxing a little bit, I think. And then a couple weeks later, we'll be fresh, ready to go, and we're right back at it again. So looking forward to going down to watching Purdue again too against the IU. That's their next home game. So
the biggest game of the year, of course.
Yeah, but just chilling out a little bit, and I'll be at all these athletic events too, cheering these guys on. So again, we look forward to seeing them participate in all these sports, and look forward to some great successes in the winter season as well.
Well, Coach, I'd like to give you a sincere thank you for all the time you've given us. You've been so gracious with us and been great. With me, I really appreciate that, and it sucks what happened last night, but you guys will bounce back, I know it, and go Bomber Nation here going forward.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bernie.
No problem. And that was Coach Chris Meeks, who's now off the hook for this year. A great job this year, and as they wrap up the season. Come back. We'll have more on the Sports Showcase right here on WLKI97.7.com.
How is Alliance Bank different from the rest?
We're secure. We provide solutions to our clients.
We have integrity. We stand by our word.
We're responsive.
We invest in our communities.
We're reliable. We believe in our team.
The difference is we are your community bank. At Alliance Bank, we're in this together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at myalliancebank.com. Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today. Thinking about Thanksgiving dinner? Fozzie Caliph TV and Appliances has just what you need. Whirlpool ranges offer heavy-duty grates, convection oven, rapid preheat, AquaLift cleaning technology, and a 5.8 cubic foot oven to hold even your biggest turkey. Whirlpool and Fozzie Caliph TV and Appliances want to help you this holiday season. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Caliph TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new Whirlpool range.
We are back on the Sports Showcase on the SB19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in DeMont, Indiana. Bernie going now as we transition from football into the basketball season now with the head basketball coach of the girls squad at Rensselaer, Coach Wes Radke. Coach, how are you today? You got to be pretty happy. You got a game tonight and 1-0 on the year. It's going to be right now, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, but here you go. There we go. Yeah, I can hear myself. There we go. Really good. And before we get started, we want to, again, congratulate Coach Meeks on a phenomenal year with the boys. And you know, it's never easy to end the season the way they had to deal with it last night. But credit to him. And you know, it was always a true blessing when we took this job at Rensselaer to work side by side with him and what his staff does, because I'm a true witness of what dedication these men do with these young men on his football team and his staff, and you know they're a real attribute to the Rensselaer community and football coaches throughout the state of Indiana. Class act, and you know him and I are both very emotional type of guys, and we try to be tough and try to do those things, but we care about these kids. We care about their lives, and it's more about than football, more than basketball. And so again, congratulations to them. And I know they're going to continue to do some great things in their lives, but, you know, the girls did a phenomenal job for me, on Thursday against West Central. We traveled over there. I got a young group of girls and excited about what we have. We got some veterans. I got four seniors that have been with me since day one that I took over, and they showed the blue collar work ethic that we've tried to put into these kids, and you know, we got a nice victory on Thursday night against the West Central team that only have 10 players, but they played hard, and you know, we have some girls that are out right now still with battling some injuries, so we had some other people step up for us. So overall, it was a really good night for us. Well, Coach, as you mentioned, you got the four seniors. That's going to make a lot of coaches excited with that kind of experience going to use to. They've been with you from day one, so now it's kind of like they're probably no longer reacting. They're doing their, you know, they don't have to be, you know, kind of micromanage as a coach out there. And from your standpoint, and I think when you're able, especially in the game of basketball, they kind of free flow like that, it makes things all the more enjoyable and better for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. As a coach, I'm with having four seniors, and the four seniors that I have, they know the expectations, they know the routine, they know the process, they trust what we're doing, and it's nice to have that out there on the floor and on the bench, in the locker room, in the classroom, in the hallways, in the community. They know what the expectations are from me. And they know how to carry themselves and how to be role models for the program and the younger players that we have come along with us.
So I noticed from watching like the guys and you know, practicing with the guys during the preseason, and it starts to become a grind, and there's even a few fights. You get fisticuffs out there on the guys. So for the girls' side, I'm sure it's still a grind for you guys that preseason. How did you guys handle it? I know after a while you just get sick of kind of practicing against each other. I'm sure they were thrilled that they had a actual game Thursday night.
Yeah. So my practices aren't aren't a cakewalk by any means. They're very physical, both mentally and physically. I'm going to push these girls to their limit and beyond. We brought in a strength and conditioning coach, along with what Coach Meeks does in the PE room. I brought in somebody else that we're taking them to another level with their conditioning. And they never one time complained, at least not to me, at least not openly. And I've told them, if you're going to complain about things, that's fine. But you still got to put the work in. You still got to get after it. And they know the process. Having those four seniors, they know it can be a long grind. Most of my girls are three-sport athletes. They come from soccer. They came from volleyball. They just transition very well. They're dedicated to what we do. And they were excited to be able to play that game Thursday. And it was nice to see them, having that excitement, that energy. But yet they also understood that there's still some work we need to do and keep working at it. So, in practice, we have to keep high energy. And even though you may be tired and may have a bad day at school or whatever, you can come to practice and block all that out, come together as a family and work through all those growing pains.
And this is the Sports Showcase right here on WOKRI977.com from the Sandy Pines Golf Course, SP19 Restaurant in DeMont, Indiana. Bernie Goin with the head coach of the Lady Bombers girls basketball squad, Coach Radke. Okay, we know this basketball, it can be a grind, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You took the words right out of my mouth there, because you have the longest season out there, and it's the most games. You start playing when it's still fall outside, and when the season's ending, snow's starting to melt out there. What are some of the things you guys do to kind of break up the monotony of it to make sure the girls out there aren't getting so much mentally or physically worn down, more mentally, because after a while, you can just get sick of practice, sick of games, and there seems to be no end in sight out there.
Well, for practice purposes, I try to keep practice as upbeat as possible. I try to make it not the same drills in and out all the time. We try to, keep the skill level still the same, but try to give the different drills that would keep the girls' mind sharp and active. And we do different game situations. We talk to them consistently about that mental part of it. And then sometimes we'll either watch film or we'll go and visit the nursing home across the street, try to do some different things that these girls learn to have a servant's heart, learn to have the ability to help the community in which they live. It's a greater scheme of things than just the game of basketball, and try to get them to understand that as well. And to smile some and have some laughs. But in the same aspect, take what we're doing with the purpose and intent to win the conference, to win a sectional, to do the things that we need to do, and make sure that they understand that the reason, the purpose that we do things, there is a reason and a purpose to them. We do those drills in practice because it is to help out with game situations. We do those things in the community, so when they are done with basketball, they're able to continue to understand how to give back to those that live around them. So it's a culmination of different drills, talking with them, watching game film, laughing, crying, being a family, and communicating with each other to break up that grind, to break up that rigorous schedule that we have. Because, we're going to play four games here in 10 days. So we don't have, we played Thursday. We had one day to prepare. We played tonight. Then we got Monday, and then we got to play Tuesday again, and then, we prepare for Saturday. So there's not much time for a mental lapse there. And with the young team that I have, the players that we're putting on the floor, the leadership that I do have, the four seniors, it's one of those things where we have to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So we do a lot of communicating, a lot of talking to make sure we all understand what's going on.
And we talked off the air here. You guys have dealt with some injuries and some girls coming back, recovering from the injuries. I guess, like I've talked to Coach Meeks earlier this year about this, when they went through that, one of the blessings in disguise you have is girls have to, or in his case, guys had to step up, and your case girls had to step up, where if you need to call back on them later down the road in a Hoosier Conference major game or in the sectionals in the playoffs, they're not going to have that deer in the headlights. They're like, I've done this before. I had some big minutes. So, I mean, that's something, I guess, to look at there that could be a positive. And then on top of it, you have some experienced people when you get your starters or your key players back, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we started three sophomores Thursday night, and they never started a varsity game. And we kind of did that to get that out of their system, to get them ready for the Hoosier Conference, to get them ready for sectional down the road. And you know, we got people, we need a bench. I need people on the bench that are going to be a spark. Even, you know, the biggest thing for a high school basketball coach, and I've been doing this long enough, is, coach, I didn't start, so that means I'm a bad player. That's not the case at all. Some of the best players are those that come off the bench to give a spark. Some of those players are kids that come off the bench that I need a spark, or I need this, or certain situations. So every player that plays on my basketball team knows that their number could be called at any time. And whether you start or you come off the bench, you're valuable to the entire process. And when you're on the bench, you need to be cheering your teammate on. You need to be coaching as well as I am. We need to be communicating and talking. And then if you are on the floor, you better know what's going on, because there's other girls over here that are wanting to step up and do the things that need to be done. So it was nice to be able to have that. It was nice to be able to do that, you know, pulling some of those seniors off the bench. You know, Kenzie Goodman comes to mind. That kid came out and was diving on the floor. She dove on the floor, tipped the ball, and kept it in bounce, and got it to one of our players for a layup. That's what Lady Bomber basketball is all about. That's being excited and seeing kids sell out. And now you see where the emotion comes in, because you put your heart and soul into your teams. They're a reflection of you. And when you see them buy into it, and everybody else around is standing around watching, they can't figure out why these girls are willing to dive on the floor for a ball and, you know, get up and everybody be cheering. You know, that's what it's about. That's about that mindset that we're going to do whatever it takes to get the job done. And those girls did a phenomenal job. You know, Kinsey Moore was another one that I put her on the floor, and she was the two Kinseys were all over the place, stepping in and you know, giving our starters a break. And, you know, it was a great team effort. I saw a lot of great things out of our team on Thursday, and I'm really excited, you know, about this opportunity to have this group of girls. And when those girls that are injured get better and get healthy, we're going to be that much more on top of things and that much more of a threat to bust things wide open.
Well, Coach, before you were actually at Rensselaer, I came down there and did a regional you guys had hosted back in, I think it was 2010, and I saw the great atmosphere they brought the fans there for the Lady Bombers. What's it like there? I mean, Rensselaer they support all the teams so tremendously out there. And what's it like playing in front of that home crowd on a nightly basis?
You know, I wish it was bigger. I can tell you, I mean, I'm going to always be a little more greedy. I wish, and I'm looking forward to this year and really, really try to make those connections with, the community and with the fans and with the students. And I hope the student body comes out and supports these girls this year. I know we have a new band director. I'm excited because I told her to play that band loud and as loud as she can and rock Joe Burvine Gymnasium and pack the place. And, cause you know, the 4 years I've been there every year, we've been very successful. We may not have won it yet, but we've been close and we're getting there. And we're starting to see things that we put in place, starting to pay off. And I believe that, winning is contagious when you see what the boys do and you see what, the girls can get accomplished. It's contagious, and Rensselaer is definitely a place where winners are at, and you know, that's where I want to be, and I want to be a winner. that's my goal in life, is to get these girls to understand that they can be winners, and that's the expectation that we have. I don't ever go into a season saying, okay, we're going to be subpar. No, we're going to be winners. We're gonna work at it. We're gonna not get outworked by anybody, and it's nice to see the fans come out and support that. And I've said this before. If you're gonna come out to watch these girls play, come out and be positive with them, support them. If you're gonna be negative and criticize them, just stay home. We don't need that. We need people that are gonna be in that stands. They're gonna be yelling and screaming and hollering for them and cheering for them and picking them up because I'm going to get on to them, and I'm going to challenge them, and that's my job, and the fans' jobs and the jobs of the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas will be there to cheer them on and to trust the process. So, yes, it's been a blessing to be the coach here for 4 years so far.
Well, Coach, you got a little bit into what drives Coach Radke. You know, is it just wanting to be that winner? It's got to be more just – titles and stuff, because you're going to be disappointed more than that if that's all you're focused on. I mean, what is it to see the girls get better, to see them go on to be successful? Like, I mean, what drives you to come out there every day? Because I mean, you got to bring it now for 4 or 5 months out there,
yeah,
in a day out when it's the toughest time of year. It's cold. Granted, you play inside, but still, like, there's days people don't want to be up there Saturday morning after a long, tough Friday night loss. I mean, so what drives you?
What drives me is that the good Lord has put me here for a purpose. And that purpose is not for me to question. That purpose is for me to try to impact these girls in a positive way, so that when they do leave the school, when they do leave and graduate, they can say, this happened or this happened, and I know why. And these impacts happened. And it gets me up every morning to know that there's something that I can give to these young girls, that I can give to the community. There's something that I may not see it all the time, but it's there. And that drive and that passion to make young people successful, was instilled in me a long time ago. And it's just something that I put in my own daughters and into this program, that every day you get up to make a difference in somebody else's life. Every day we go to practice, we go to games, win or lose, there's something you can learn out of that situation. And it's not always easy to see that life lesson, but it's there. And it makes you a better person. And it drives me to get up, because I still live in North Judson, and drive to Rensselaer every single day because I love my job. I love those kids. And that's where the Lord has put me at. And I'm happy with the fact that when I go in that gym, I love being there. I love being around those kids. I love being around the coaching staff that I have. I love the atmosphere that they bring to the practices. I love going into my middle school, my legacy teams, watching the coaches, watching the kids and the smiles on their faces. I love doing what I do. And that is a major driving force for me to get up every morning and say, Lord, let's do this again.
Well, speaking of Justin, you guys have them tonight.
Yeah.
So after the game, you're just going to have the bus drop you off.
Yeah, actually, I'll just follow the bus behind. I'll meet the girls over at Rensselaer, and we'll drive over and we'll get off the bus there. And, you know, they have all the hype. They got one of the better players in the area. And the Fraser girl, they're ranked 2A, 2 in class 2A. They're a sectional opponent now that we're 2A. So we've got a great challenge for us earlier on. There's a lot of things that can go right, a lot of things that can go wrong, especially second game of the season. I'm sure it's not going to be pretty. But we're going to go over expected to win. That's the expectations we have, and that's the expectations when we get on the bus and when we step on that floor, and we're going to give it all we have, and the girls are going to play hard from the start, and we're excited for the challenge because, again, like I said, it's a potential sectional opponent that we play later on, and that's what we're working for. That's what we're trying to get to, The girls, I think, are ready for it and up for the challenge. And North Judson, Chris Neubauer, is going to give us the best they have, and it's going to be a real battle tonight. So I look forward to it.
But yeah, and you mentioned this is a huge game, but of course, though, hopefully, I'm sure no matter what happens when they're losing, hopefully it will be a win tonight, not too high, not too low, because again, whether you win or lose, you will be to see them again, possibly in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you can look at and go, well, you know what? We weren't at our best. We didn't have all our players, and it was only the second game of the year. Or if you don't want to go in too high, of course, going, well, we can beat them again. Knowing
right.
Don't they are. So interesting dynamic, but a good test.
Absolutely. For these young players that I have, and for my seniors to see their leadership come through, it's going to be because they've had our number the past couple of years where you know, we played them really tough, and the end of it, we just come up short. So it's going to be a good test for us again tonight. I look forward to it. You know, after we get into our schedule and go through the Hoosier gauntlet with the teams we play in that, and gets us prepared for the sectional run that we're hoping to make. You know, just excited for what Lady Bomber basketball is going to bring to the future here in 2019 and 2020, and looking forward to this group of girls that we have, both JV and varsity. It is fun group to watch, fun group to coach, excitement, and I hope Bomber Nation comes out and really supports them and shows the love that these girls, because, you know, we put in almost 30-plus games this summer. These girls came to me in June, and we worked them hard. We played against some great competition in Ohio. We traveled a lot. We tested their will. We tested their mentality. We pushed them to the limit, and they've went through the ringer with us this year. So they're a fun group to be around.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight against Justin, and we will see you in about a week and a half or so when you guys have your second home game on the 19th against the North White Vikings.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. And that was Coach Russ Radke of the Lady Central Bombers on the girls' basketball side. Up next, we'll have the Commissioner's Corner for you here on the Sports Showcase on WOKI97.7.com.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Please call Tiffany 219-285-2307.
SP19 American Kitchen and Bar is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen and Bar, where champions are made.
How is Alliance Bank different from the rest?
We're secure. We provide solutions to our clients.
We have integrity. We stand by our word.
We're responsive.
We invest in our communities.
We're reliable. We believe in our team.
The difference is we are your community bank. At Alliance Bank, we're in this together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at myalliancebank.com.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, glad to be back. Glad to be with you. What a very busy time it is for you and the staff at the IHSAA offices. Cross country, we have champions. Soccer, we have champions. We're about to crown volleyball champions. We're into the sectional championship round of football. As we always talk about this time of year, you and the staff, the student athletes, and basically everyone in our state who likes high school sports are very, very busy.
It is a busy time, Bob, and welcome back. Glad you're back for these championships. We crowned some soccer champions and cross-country champions last week. I want to thank Fishers High School for doing just an outstanding job of hosting soccer. The first time we've taken soccer to their facility just went very, very well. And, of course, our friends in Terre Haute, Vern Gibson cross-country course, Terre Haute Visitors Convention Bureau, and Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South High Schools, West Vigo. Great job. Great day. It was a little chilly, but it was dry. And we had great crowds and great enthusiasm, and we're rolling right along. Now we're finished with that, and we turn our attention to volleyball.
You know, in the to go back to the soccer championships, we saw some incredible soccer being played, some numbers, some streaks that were in play. I mean, you talk about the dominance of some of these teams. It's just amazing to me, especially you look down at the success the city of Evansville had over the weekend.
Yes, they did very well. And the one that jumped off the page at me was Zionsville going undefeated and winning the 3A Boys Championship. That's hard to do. I don't think people really understand just how difficult it is to go undefeated in soccer. I mean, one goal. It can happen just in a heartbeat. And they went 23 or whatever it was. And, oh, I mean, it's incredible. So congratulations to all those teams. And you're right. Evansville has always been extremely well represented in the sport of soccer. And once again, a great showing for them. And we're very pleased with the soccer tournament.
Bobby Cox joining us, the commissioner of the IHSAA Volleyball Championships at Worthen Arena at Ball State this weekend. You know, you just think of that. You rattled off some great facilities. Again, our student athletes are lucky to be playing in such world-class facilities. Worthen Arena has been the host of volleyball for a number of years, and it's a spectacular place to play.
It's a great place to play, and such volleyball energy and enthusiasm there with Ball State University, City of Muncie in Delaware County. We got four great matchups coming up next Saturday at Worthen and starting at 11 o'clock. And it'll be just a fabulous day of volleyball and really, really good squads coming in there. And I think the fans will be treated to some really good play and great sportsmanship.
All right. We also have sectional championships in football. It's amazing to me that, we're into the month of November. I got all that. But to this point, the first 2 weeks of the tournament have, as we expect, some upsets, some great games, some closely played ball games, which we know will continue as we battle for a championship this weekend.
Well, absolutely. And it's hard to imagine that a sectional championship weekend in football, but you're right. There were some great football games in that semifinal round. Last week, I happened to be at the Brownsburg-Avon contest, one of the best high school football games I've seen in years. Both teams battling back and forth, playing hard, making great plays, and goal line stands and the whole bit. It was a lot of fun to watch. Great contest, and I expect we'll see 48 more of those this weekend.
Can we please continue to have good weather? Can you continue to do whatever it is you and your staff are doing to continue the weather?
I sure hope so. You know, last weekend it was chilly, but it was dry. And the game that I attended was sold out. I mean, there wasn't a seat to be found anywhere. People were standing on the fence. It was very well attended. And I think people will come out when it's dry, even if it's cold. Mm-hmm. So let's just hope for some dry weather on Friday night and we'll crown 48 sectional champions and move on.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, enjoy the weekend. Have a great, great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington 219-261-4286 or in Winnemac 574-946-3053.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
DeMott, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Morocco, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Lowell, you have a new title company.
State Street Title.
State Street Title knows your most valuable asset is your home. They know the stress, questions, and concerns when purchasing and financing. With dedicated professionalism, they will guide and assure that you are protected against claims or risks. State Street Title is here to serve you with three convenient locations in Morocco, DeMott, and now Lowell.
Showcase for the SB 19 restaurant in Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful DeMont, Indiana. Doing some house cleaning here. We'll come back, wrap this one up here. We'll close it out. So I'll take one last break, and we'll be back here on the Sports Showcase, WLKI97.7.com.
Royal King Grills have more style and function than ever before while still producing the legendary cooking results you've come to expect. All the features that have made them an industry leader are apparent on every grill, from the fit and finish to the outstanding grilling performance for the outdoor chef who wants the best in both style and function. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMont and Rensselaer for your new Royal King Grill.
How is Alliance Bank different from the rest?
We're secure. We provide solutions to our clients.
We have integrity. We stand by our word.
We're responsive.
We invest in our communities.
We're reliable. We believe in our team.
The difference is we are your community bank. At Alliance Bank, we're in this together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at myalliancebank.com.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
Welcome back to the Sports Showcase from the SB 19 restaurant in Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful DeMont, Indiana. Bernie Gowen here, wrapping this up here on WOKI97.7.com. We'll be taking most of next week off, but we will have a game back for you on WLQI next Saturday night, the 16th. It'll be a ladies basketball game as the Couts Phillies will head to DeMont to take on the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars. We'll also have the Sports Showcase that morning as well on WLQI. And then the following Tuesday, we will open up the Bear Country portion of our basketball season on the 19th as the North White Vikings will head to Rensselaer to take on the Lady Bombers. Well, I'd like to give a thank you to Wes Radke for coming out tonight for today for the Sports Showcase, and a big thank you to Chris Meeks all year for his time with the pregame interviews, the postgame interviews, and tell he cares, folks. And not that all the other coaches don't care, but he definitely does out there. Tough one out there last night, but sending on a good group of men, and they should be back next year for the 2020 season and better than ever. Well, I'd like to thank my producer, Scotty Tuhati Miller. Again, a thank you to Coach Radke and Coach Chris Meeks. And I'm Bernie Golan, wrapping this one up here. And to the next time we cross paths, take care, everyone.
The Sports Showcase here at SP19 American Kitchen in DeMott is brought to you by Alliance Bank, CR Repair, Emerson Sondergrad, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, Reinforcement Design, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Suburban Propane, and of course, SP19 American Kitchen.